Broadcasting from the studios of Business Radio X, it's time for the Good to Give podcast. This show is underwritten by the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, connecting people who care with causes that matter. Now, here is your host.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria Walden Sullivan, and with the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. And I'm the development officer for our organization. And I'm excited to be here today. And I'm so grateful to our guest. And my co-host today is DePriest Wadi.
Hi, everybody.
DePriest is our present CEO. He's being very modest over there. He's not going to tell us, but he is our present CEO. And in fact, doing a fantastic job. We're growing. And we just recently finished a podcast right before this and talking about our new and up and coming event on November 1st and how innovative DePriest is being with our organization. And at the end of this podcast, I'll give you all the information about how you can register. So today we have two amazing women with us, one from the Ronald McDonald House. We have got Marissa Greider, who is the Senior Director of Philanthropy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to hear about what's going on there. And we have Elizabeth Burdett. She is the Director of Giving, which is such a cool title. I love that, with Signature FD. And then Elizabeth's going to tell us a little bit about what Signature FD does, because it's powerful and it's incredible. And so we're grateful for you to be here.
Thank you. I am absolutely delighted to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. And so we're going to talk a little bit about today, what's going on at the Ronald McDonald House, the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, and how Signature FD really fits into all this. And so I think that's the direction we're taking, right? DePriest, I'm going to
turn
that over to you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've been so excited about this podcast because I grew up as a kid around Ronald McDonald House and when that got started. And you know, as a kid, you have a different perception of what the Ronald McDonald House does. And then as you get older and you become involved in this work that we do, just been so amazed at the outcomes that you guys have achieved. So thank you so much. And Elizabeth, thank you so much. I look forward to, you know, talking about Signature FD and how we can partner.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And I wasn't so familiar with Ronald McDonald. I was telling Marissa that I, you know, have a granddaughter that has some challenges in life, as we all do, but in specific to, you know, health. And so I would love to hear all the details about what you guys do, how long you've been around. Tell me about the Ronald McDonald House.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think our greatest challenge as the Ronald McDonald House is people generally have a very good impression of Ronald McDonald Houses, have heard of them, but unlike DePriest, many people have not needed a Ronald McDonald House or don't know exactly what we do. So here in Atlanta, we have two Ronald McDonald Houses. We have been in operation for 44 years. We were actually the fourth Ronald McDonald House in the entire world.
Wow.
Yes. And we were founded by a group of McDonald's owner operators who wanted to make sure that families with sick children had a place to stay when they were in the hospital receiving care. Pulling back just a little bit, what we do is to provide a home away from home and everything else that goes with it to families with sick children. Here in Atlanta, we're supporting families who live 50 miles away or more from their healthcare provider. That could be Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, but it actually expands more broadly. So if there's a family in the NICU at Northside, they may stay with us. If there's a family receiving treatment at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta, they may stay with us. Really, anyone with a child who needs a place to stay can stay at the house at no cost as long as they're receiving care for their children.
Wow. So, excuse me. I've had a little bit of a cold, so I'm a little verklempt over that as well. So is there an age limit or like, you know, is it, you said NICU, so obviously itty bitties.
Itty bitties up to 21. Wow. Actually, a couple years after I started working at the Atlanta Ronald McDonald House, my own family needed the house. My sister, who lives in Hawaii, had a high risk pregnancy, couldn't go into labor. And in the Pacific, there is only one neonatal facility, and that is on Oahu. So she lived on the Big Island, had to go to Oahu, was there on bed rest until my nephew was born. And then my family stayed at a Ronald McDonald House while Nico was there and until he was able to go home. So it's one of those amazing places that you never think you're going to need until you need it. But really the magic of the house is it's more than a home. Some people have compared it to a house or a hotel. We are supported by really generous volunteers who come and cook and serve meals to our families. I know Signature FD has come to do that for us. It's amazing. It's something companies can do. It's something families can do or civic organizations. My daughter's Girl Scout troops have come and made casseroles for our families too. Wow. To go in the freezer. Volunteers can come and provide activities for families. One of the things we want to do is just make sure all they have to worry about is their children in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And we take care of everything else. Transportation to and from the hospital, meals, dinner every night, laundry facilities, activities for families, and even help them celebrate the holidays. So I know it's a little bit off with Halloween decorations out, but I'm sure there are some that already have holiday decor. And we've got something called Ronald's Holiday Shop that is fully supported by donations from the community and families while they're staying with us. Every member of the family can come to Ronald's Holiday Shop and select gifts for their loved ones and have a very special holiday without ever leaving the house.
Wow. You know, I grew up as a very sickly kid. You might not be able to see that now, but I grew up with chronic asthma and I was in and out of the hospital often. And I think that the reason why your brand resonates so much with me is because we typically neglect the caregivers. Mm-hmm. And it is so exhausting when mom and dad have to go to work, and then they have to navigate other children in the household, and then they have to navigate, you know, taking care of the child who is in the hospital. I know in my case, when I would go to the hospital, there was somebody, at least one of my parents spent the night with me, and then they had to get up and go to work, and then the other would leave them. Mm-hmm. And so life just always went on. And so having this level of care and compassion for the caregiver is just preeminently important to healing for the whole family.
I couldn't have said it any better, and I did not know that about you, DePriest. We actually have a care mobile that is dedicated to asthma.
Wow.
Here in Atlanta. So asthma was the number one medical diagnosis mm-hmm. of children at all three children's hospitals. So Eggleston, Scottish Rite, and Hugh Spaulding. And we wanted to help fill that gap. That's one of the other wonderful things about Ronald McDonald House Charities. We have programs beyond just our houses. So our care mobile is a 40-foot mobile clinic on wheels
wow.
that goes out in the community to provide asthma education, treatment, and care where the need is the greatest and where oftentimes kids don't have primary care providers. Their parents may not have a job where they can take off and still be paid for work. So it was an opportunity for us to go into the schools, partner with them, and really provide that treatment, education, and care where kids live, work, and play.
Fantastic. Obviously, they didn't have that when I was a kid. And some of the remedies that doctors gave back in the day were pretty archaic compared to the forward-thinking holistic strategies that exist now. Any child that is fortunate enough to have this type of support, I say two thumbs up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You mentioned something about no cost to the families. How, and I'm going to pull Elizabeth in a second because this has a lot to do with what you do at Signature FD, but how do you raise money for this to happen to these for these families?
That's an excellent question. When a family checks out, we ask them if they'd like to make a contribution, but 87% of our families are unable to afford any contribution. As you can imagine, kids, families who are dealing with sick children who have astronomical medical bills, one or both parents may not be able to work anymore. There are a lot of sacrifices that they're already making. They simply cannot afford a contribution. So we really rely on the community and partners like Signature FD and community foundations and individuals to help us bridge that gap. And when people hear Ronald McDonald House Charities, they think of big corporate McDonald's, when in reality, it's your local McDonald's franchisee down the street who really is helping us. And they provide an incredible gift to Atlanta Ronald McDonald House Charities and our families every year in the way of about 18-19% of our annual operating budget, but that still leaves a gap of about 80,000 or 80% every year that we've got to raise. And so the community steps in to bridge that gap.
That's incredible. That's so, Elizabeth, I'm going to bring you into this conversation. Yeah. Signature FD, give us a little background on what you do and your.
Absolutely. First of all, I just want to say what a privilege it is to be with all of you today. I've had the honor of knowing Marissa for a while now from my previous job, I think, as well. We've both been in the fundraising and development space for a long time, and that's a small community. So it's fun to be interacting and reunited with her now. Signature FD, we are a wealth management firm, an independent wealth management firm, otherwise known as an RIA, here in Atlanta. We are celebrating our 26th year this year, and we're based in Atlanta, but we also have a Charlotte office. So we have two offices, but we serve clients all across the country. So for example, my largest client is in Boston, of all places. So we serve clients all over the country, but logically, primarily in Georgia and the Carolinas. We have about $8 billion under management for about 1,500 clients. And we do have institutional clients as well, meaning we have family foundations and endowments and at least one community foundation I know of off the top of my head for whom we manage their assets as well. So we like to think we are very unique and very special in our space because generosity is one of our core values. And we really walk that walk in the fact that I am on staff as director of giving. And I'll explain why, but our four columns or pillars, if you will, of how we organize all of our work for our clients is we call it GPGL. So it's grow, protect, give, and live. So we think that everything we do for our clients can and does fit under one of those pillars. So obviously growing assets, right? Protection is we do have insurance services. So we look at, you know, holistically, you know, what assets and parts of your life are unprotected that we need to take a look at. Give goes to generosity. And then live is just cash flow budgeting. I mean, how can we allow our clients to live the life that they want to live while also protecting for the future and protecting for future generations. And then our other kind of mantra as a firm and as a team is we like to ask our clients, what's your net worth while? So not what's your net worth. We're not as concerned about what your net worth is, but what's your net worth while?
I love that.
So wealth, we look at wealth as it's not the accumulation of more, it's the achievement of better. So it's not just about accumulating and getting more in almost a hoarding mindset. It's okay, you've been successful in life and you've been blessed with resources and we want to help protect those and grow those. But how are you living those? I mean, how are you deploying those in your life for your family, for your neighbors, you know, for the causes you care about, for your community? I mean, what are you going to do with those? Because you can't take them with you. So at the end of the day, we are coming in to partner with clients, not just on your traditional investment management, taxes, and insurance, although we do all of those things and do them excellently. Mm-hmm. But it's more than that. It's taking people on a journey beyond that to open their eyes and their minds to what financial resources and wealth can do for people. And so it brings me back to my role. I'm director of giving. My background is I was an attorney in Atlanta for a number of years. And while I loved the people that I worked with, I did not love being an attorney. So I left that after a number of years and then went into fundraising and donor relations. So I was with an independent school in Atlanta doing that for about 6 years. And then I am coming up on 5 years at Signature FD. And my role is essentially, I am an in-house philanthropic advisor for our clients. So anything that touches charitable giving, I am the in-house go-to resource for that. So helping our clients and their families be more strategic and proactive about how they allocate their charitable resources, as opposed to reactive, like I got a letter in the mail and so I wrote a check. I mean, first of all, that's actually not very tax effective. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I mean, what connection did you have that to organization? Mm-hmm. So the core of what I do is I help our clients build what we call generosity blueprints. And it's essentially a strategic plan for their giving. So who do you want to be as a donor? You know, I ask my clients, like, imagine your legacy. If you're sitting here right now, like, what will people be saying after you're gone? What will your children be saying? What will your community be saying? Helping clients really drill down on the causes that they care about and identifying those and then being proactive and connecting with them. A large part of my job, which I love, is matchmaker with nonprofits. So if they tell me they're interested in animals or children's health or anything like that, I can go out into the community and tap my network and do research for them and try to pair them up with the organizations that I think best align with their values and their geographic focus. And then obviously their programmatic focuses. I also do family meetings. So there'll be multiple generations of a family talking about philanthropy. That candidly is my favorite part of my job. So I've worked with clients with children as young as 8 up to, you know, adult children who are in their 40s like me in talking about what does wealth truly mean to our family and how are we going to express our values in the community through our giving and, you know, creating legacy plans around that. And it's been really fun to partner with Ronald McDonald House this year. So every year, Signature FD, we've done this for about 3 years now. We select, and it's done through a vote internally among our team, which is really fun. And so we select one Atlanta nonprofit and one Charlotte nonprofit to receive a percentage of our revenue every year as a gift. And so this year, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Atlanta was our partner organization. So not only did we support them monetarily, and we were incredibly proud to do that, but we also came in and cooked a meal, which was really great. Awesome. That's what I do in terms of at Signature FD. And then I think the way we partner with community foundations, which is really rewarding, is I oftentimes will have a client who perhaps wants to go beyond just a traditional donor advised fund and they want to do something more hands-on and unique and tailored. And so that is when I would consistently push them to a community foundation. For example, I have 2 clients, one who wanted to start a scholarship in memory of his coach. This was in the Macon area. And so we did that through the Middle Georgia Community Foundation. And I have another client who established an endowment for teacher support in Bartow County. And so we went to a community foundation for that. I love partnering with community foundations and I love the work that they do. I think they are an integral part of our charitable organizational landscape. And I'm just really proud to partner with you all and anybody else in that space whenever it is relevant for our clients.
Well, thank you. Gosh, we really do partner well and dovetail one another extremely well. And I was thinking, you know, as a community foundation, we are the conveners and we want to work with other partners. And because how do you build a stronger community by doing something like that? It's not a siloed situation where, oh no, this is my geographic, you know, area, or this is where, you know, there's enough to give everywhere. But thank you so much because your partnership means a lot to us as well. And look forward to, you know, building that and maintaining that. I know, isn't that, I just found that really incredible. I know you've never met Elizabeth, but is this amazing?
We call ours the journey of generosity.
Yes.
And so we're so aligned from a mission focus. And, you know, I'm just thrilled that we've got so many folks in this space that are looking out for our nonprofits and particularly our kids. It's interesting. So I saw this article over the last couple of days. A Boston-based research firm called Cerulean Associates said that $84.4 trillion in wealth is going to be transferred between 2021 and 2025 from baby boomers to their younger generations. And so it is just so important that we serve as navigators to these younger generations, because if they're not affected by it, it's typically not on their radar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we have to put these great initiatives and causes like Ronald McDonald House on their radar.
That's right. Yeah.
And I have 2 thoughts on that. It's funny. I love that you shared that statistic, because I was actually presenting at a conference 2 weeks ago and shared the exact same statistic on a slide. I love that. And 2 thoughts about that, around what Signature FD does. I personally, and I know there's many colleagues of mine that share this, I actually think parents do an enormous disservice to their children if they don't prepare them for the receipt of that wealth. Mm-hmm. It can be actually very harmful to younger people to receive a large, substantial amount of wealth and not be emotionally prepared, intellectually prepared, not be mature enough. And so that's something that we work with our clients with a lot, whether it's, you know, around philanthropy or not, just being prepared to receive that wealth. But another point is there's a lot of data out now about how younger generations, will start with millennials and going younger, are far more impact oriented than perhaps their parents and grandparents were. And so at the very top of their minds is, you know, great, I'm going to get this wealth, but what can I do with it? Right. Far more so, no offense to the older generations, it's just a demographic shift. And frankly, there's a lot of challenges in our world that I think are more present and top of mind than perhaps in earlier years. So I see that anecdotally with my younger clients all the time, of they want to give away their wealth during their lifetime so that they can experience what it will do and the impact it will have, as opposed to their parents and grandparents were more comfortable giving away through their estate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big shift that we're seeing that dovetails with that wealth transfer.
Yeah, that's great information. I mean, I love the way you articulated that, because I hadn't really thought about it in that sense. And you pulled that up, so you guys are on the same page as far as where you're getting your research. And
the majority of our clients have established either a family foundation or a donor advice fund, which kind of serves as that foundational element for the family. And what we're finding, and I'm sure you know you as well, Elizabeth, is that when the subsequent generations evolve from, you know, great grandparents, they really don't want to deal with the administration of a family foundation.
Right.
You know, you have to meet once a year. Mm-hmm. You have to duke it out as to where you're going to give the money. And they just want the administration aspect to be taken care of by another entity. And we found that as a really great market for
us. Great. I totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. That's and wonderful. Acting as the back office, it's absolutely a blessing to so many families. Yeah, that's great. And there's a lot of, as you do the vetting, that's something else that, you know, we really pride ourselves on. And as far as education as well. And I know you're going to do a seminar for us on donor advised funds in your future. So that'll be awesome. But yeah, I'm just really thrilled to be here and learn more about what you all are doing. And so back to the Ronald McDonald House and how you guys have partnered. So you, the signature FD, was generous to you, received a gift from them. And so what happens? What do you do with that type of a gift?
First of all, when we got the call from the partner at Signature FD, I think we were all doing cartwheels. It was the end of the year, and we had seen record-breaking demand for our houses. We supported over 17,500 nights for families last year. And so it was a need that we really needed to fill in the community. And it was, quite honestly, a really big, generous gift. So we got together, of course, thanking everybody, but also getting the wheels in motion to engage with the team at Signature FD more broadly. How can we get their families involved? How can we line up volunteer opportunities so they could see and feel the magic of the Ronald McDonald House? But looking ahead, we start every year at $0. As a nonprofit, we work very hard to demonstrate the need in our community and work with partners such as the Community Foundation, Signature FD, and individuals to keep our doors open and keep the lights on for our families. In fact, this year, I think I shared last year was a record need for us. We've already supported 50% more families this year than we did last year. And last year was a record. So what that looks like for us is pivoting a little bit and offering our services in creative ways. So when the pandemic hit, Ronald McDonald House Charities here in Atlanta continued to offer our services without any interruption in service. We had to quarantine all of us at home, our families quarantined in the houses, and we couldn't bring in new families who needed to come to Atlanta for medical care because we couldn't put the families currently staying with us at risk. Our house team worked very quickly to establish some local hotel partnerships where we could support our families until we were able to pull them safely into the houses. And that is our silver lining from the pandemic, is we figured out how to do that. And our board decided that we would never again turn away a family here in Atlanta that needed the house based on capacity constraints. So we have provided hotel nights to over 400 families already this year.
That's amazing.
Because, thank you, there literally was not a room to put these families in, and we want to make sure that they get their care. So we talked a little bit more about 87% of families not being able to contribute even a dollar toward their stay. Those families would not be able to get the care that their children need without the Atlanta Ronald McDonald House and without the generosity from Signature FD and from others here in the community. We really rely on that support to deliver our mission.
That's incredible. You know, thinking about the pandemic and, you know, just how it impacted everyone, and I wouldn't have thought about how that would impact the families. And prohibit them from attending where their child has a need, you know, as far as a medical area of service, because that continues on. I mean, they still need
absolutely
their healthcare. So that's amazing. I never really put that together. And fundraisers that you do, and I know you've got some things going on, and the help of Signature FD and the community foundations, and how people can get involved, because you're the type of organization, you know, we vet, we're learning so much about you, and we have donor advised fund holders that, you know, are involved in the community foundation that are always looking for different opportunities to, you know, provide, you know, their resources to.
Wonderful. Can I share a little bit more detail
with
you about
that?
We actually, if you are in the market for a car, we've got an incredible opportunity for you. So every year, the BMW here in Atlanta donates a car outright to Atlanta Ronald McDonald House Charities. And for the bargain price of $100 a ticket, you too can have a chance to drive off in a BMW. It's really a fantastic fundraiser for the charity. It's going on now. I think it will go through early November. I'll get that date so that we can post it after this. But it's a great way to support a great cause and perhaps win a car. We just celebrated our gala the weekend before last and honored one of our longtime board members, Bob Ward. Speaking of corporate philanthropy, Colliers and Bob Ward have been incredibly generous to Atlanta Ronald McDonald House Charities. I think he started off as a meal donor and came to cook a meal for our families, talked to one of the families, and he said from that point he was hooked and volunteered continuously, has served on our board, and is helping us look towards the future with a brand new Ronald McDonald House that we are hoping to build so that we can serve even more families.
That's amazing.
Those to Colliers, that's terrific.
Mm-hmm. When you, and this is going to sound really probably silly because I don't know, is it one facility? How many facilities do you have?
It's a great question, Maria. What we try to do is be where the families need us and where we can make their life the easiest. At present, we have two houses, one near Eggleston and one near Scottish Rite. Our house near Eggleston and Emory University has 50 rooms. 10 of those rooms are dedicated transplant suites and 40 regular guest rooms. And what we try to do is meet the specific needs of the children and families we serve. Eggleston has a specialty in transplants, and we're trying to make sure that those children can be in the environment that they best need to recover. Our house near Scottish Rite, we're serving about 50% of the families who are going through the robotics or rehabilitation program. So they might have been injured in a car accident, they might have a brain tumor and be learning to walk or move again. So that house is fully ADA accessible so that we can meet the needs of those children staying there. Looking ahead, as many of you have seen, there's a beautiful new hospital going up on North Druid Hills in 85, the new Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. In order to support the children and families who are coming there for care, we're going to need to grow again. And so we have envisioned a 70-room house that will meet the growing demand that we are already seeing here in Atlanta. And that's yet another way for people to get involved.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. What about this? You know, I'm thinking about the children that need, you know, the healthcare. What about their siblings?
Siblings. I think that goes to what DePriest was saying before. I think the siblings get forgotten a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Ronald McDonald House can come in and really make magic happen. So we've got, we're not just a house. We've got dining areas for families to connect. We've got a 3-story healing tree in our house near Scottish Rite, where kids can ride up on an elevator inside a tree. And if you've not yet seen it, you need to come join me because it is unbelievable. And then on the 2nd and 3rd stories, there are playhouses where the kids can play indoors all day long. So it's really an all hours, all weather, all abilities playhouse. There are even bridges along the treehouse walkway that are fully ADA accessible. So our children in wheelchairs can wheel right into the treehouse and play.
Wow.
And at night, don't miss the opportunity to drive by because there are fireflies that light up.
How beautiful.
Truly magical.
That is magical.
We also, of course, have a game room, arts and crafts room, lots of spaces. And it's really fun to see the creativity of our volunteers as they plan different activities for families. In fact, I'm sure there's pumpkin painting going on this evening at the house.
So is this an organization, are you an organization that I know Signature FD has gone in, but you are encouraging organizations to bring a team to come and volunteer? Is that something?
Absolutely.
That,
okay. Absolutely. In fact, we also have a community room that we make available to our community partners. So you could come and have an offsite retreat and then pair that with a volunteer activity. So it's super meaningful.
Very nice. Tell us about how the houses are staffed, because I know that is no small feat to have volunteers around the clock to serve, you know, with extended childcare and meals and cleaning and prep and the rotational element of families moving in and moving out. Tell us about what that involves.
Sure. That's a great question. We have a house manager on duty 24 hours a day. So 24/7, our families have access to support. They are there throughout that time. We've got a morning manager, an afternoon manager, an evening and overnight manager, and then special folks there on the weekends. They help. We're a pretty lean team, so they're checking in our families and addressing any needs that they might have. Then we also have a volunteer manager or coordinator on duty at each house. Other than that, we're pretty bare bones. Wow. We really rely on community volunteers and a pretty lean team to get the word out in the community and raise all the funds that the houses need to operate on a daily basis.
That's a phenomenal amount of work. When I look at your impact for 2022, to have a lean team to accomplish all this is outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah. Signature FD. And how often do you, Elizabeth, I was wondering, how do you make a decision of who you're going to, you know, I know that you guys are working together, but sure. How does that work?
The way it works is our team members, so we have about, I think we might be up to 120 team members now between Atlanta and Charlotte. So every team member has the opportunity to nominate a nonprofit. And we just have like a collective document where everybody submits their nominations. And then we vote as a team to select one. And then additionally, our leadership team, our senior leadership team of seven kind of C-suite people will also select an organization. And that goes for Charlotte and for Atlanta. So it's a nice combination of kind of a collective grassroots input. And so everybody feels like they have some buy-in. And then also the leadership team has a separate selection. We've run the gamut between, you know, obviously, Ronald McDonald House. We did an organization in Charlotte called Madeline's Fund, which is, it's actually a little bit similar. It supports families whose babies are in the NICU in Charlotte with like gas cards, meals, you know, financial support, funeral expenses. I mean, it's an incredible organization. We've supported Covenant House of Georgia before. So it runs the gamut depending on what our team is interested in. Right. And where our votes go. So it's been really rewarding. And again, it really goes to the core values of who we are as a firm and the story that we want to be able to share with our clients, which is authentic, that we care about giving back. We want to be a good partner in our community.
That's really incredible. And so if a nonprofit wanted to get in touch with you in some way, how would they do that?
They can certainly reach out to me and just get in touch with me that way. And I always tell nonprofits, I do a lot of those meetings, just of getting to know you, meeting with a nonprofit. It makes me better at my job because I have like a, you know, a spreadsheet essentially of all the nonprofits that I know, whether, and I have them grouped geographically, because you never know when I'm going to have a client that comes and says, I'm interested in, you know, fill in the blank, STEM education or cancer research or whatever. And I am better at my job, the more organizations I know, but not just know, but have a relationship with, so that I can pick up the phone and call that development person that maybe I met 3 years ago and say, I think I finally have a client for you that's a good match. Of course, we are fiduciaries of our clients. So the client always comes first and I'm going to put their needs and their interests first. But again, it makes me better at my role, the more relationships I have in the community, which is really fun because I get then, you know, selfishly, I get to learn a lot about things that I didn't really ever know about. So that it's, you know, I've got clients that are interested in giving to the entire gamut of nonprofit causes, which is really fun. And no single day is, you know, the same.
That's really incredible. I love what you're doing. And I'm sure, I mean, this is fascinating, isn't it?
I can talk about this all day. I mean, it really is. And I tell you why. Oftentimes when most folks in the community who haven't been affected by a child who has a chronic illness or, you know, everything that goes along with that. They look at it from the tops down, but they don't really look at it from the bottom up as to what it really takes to keep the ship afloat. And, you know, being able to deconstruct that today for our listening audience is extremely important because it truly does take a village.
I was just getting an update on time here. Just how many more minutes we have. But yeah, no, I was listening to what you were saying, Jabris, and I think of, you know, how well we all three organizations work together. I mean, and it does take a village, you know, that saying. And that, you know, with Signature FD, you're a part of Fraser and Dieter.
Yeah, we spun out of Fraser and Dieter 26 years ago. So we are sister companies now. Yes.
I don't know if you realize that. And so we've had Donna Beatty on our show before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's terrific.
Thank you very much. But it's nice to know that there are resources in the community, such Absolutely. As yours. And anyway, I'm looking forward to learning Absolutely. More. Yeah. And Ronald McDonald House, this is really an incredible journey that you're on, and you're so passionate about it. And I'm, you know, if I've been staring at you and smiling the whole time, I'm thinking, wow, she's just so passionate about your role. And I can tell that you love it.
Thank you, Maria. It really is an honor to work with the families that get to stay with us. They are amazing. And when you think you're having a bad day and you go talk to one of our families whose strength and sense of hope and outlook is so incredibly positive, it really helps you recalibrate where you are. I've seen so many amazing stories at the Ronald McDonald House, and it's really such a blessing to be able to be part of that and to make that service available to families.
Wow. What a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. What else would you like to ask the priest?
I don't think I have anything else to ask. I definitely want to ride that elevator in the tree.
Yes.
I know. Me too. Standing invitation.
Me too.
How neat. Yeah. And anyone that wants to get involved with the Ronald McDonald House, how would they reach you?
They can reach me on our website at www.armhc.org or simply pick up the phone and call me. Mm-hmm. I love to speak with people about the Ronald McDonald House, love to give tours. Once you see it, I think you'd be challenged not to want to support it. It really is an incredible organization with such a meaningful mission. Mm-hmm.
With the holidays coming up, are there specific volunteer opportunities for those interested or needs?
I think one of our biggest needs is to keep our pantries full as we're having a record demand on our houses. So you can't go hungry at the Ronald McDonald House. We have pantries filled with snacks to eat at the house, take to the hospital, and those are all generously provided by volunteers. We also accept donations of laundry supplies and restaurant gift cards to get families back on the road to home, since many of our families are traveling long distances across the state. And then, of course, every year around the holidays, we have a holiday wish list for our holiday shop that I was telling you about more, where families can come in and select gifts for their loved ones. It's really fun to see a five-year-old go in and pick out a gift for mom.
I bet.
Or parents to look at us and say, oh my goodness, with tears in their eyes, this is such an amazing holiday for our family and we never left.
Yeah, honestly, the families you're blessing, you said 400 families this year.
In hotels.
How many families do you think since you started, you said 40 years. I'm looking at my notes. Mm-hmm. How many families do you think you've touched?
Over 70,000.
That is an incredible number.
Amazing.
And I see 2,094, almost 2,100 just in 2022 alone.
Yeah. That's incredible.
And a family is more than two people, right?
So you definitely need the support to be able to serve that many and more in the future. So whether it be needs, volunteers, or, you know, assets, you know, are you doing any, you had a gala a couple weeks ago. Is there anything coming up?
Yes. If you like designer handbags, we have something called the Handbag Hullabaloo, and it is designer handbag bingo. Imagine getting together with some of your best girlfriends and having a wonderful evening where as people call out the bingo names, and these are names, so it could be high heels, champagne. It's a little bit different than your ordinary bingo. Lipstick. Those are just some of the bingo names. And you color in handbags. And then when someone yells hullabaloo, those top three hullabaloovers go up and draw for a handbag. And all three of those ladies win handbags. It's just a determination of which handbag you select. And there are, I want to say, 6 rounds, but it's been wildly popular. And that will be coming up, I think, this year in March. We have a golf tournament every May. So if you're a golfer, we can help you out there. And then anytime you want to just support one of our families, we've got other great programs. You can adopt a family. You can adopt a room at one of our houses, or you can just help support a night. And any and all support is greatly appreciated and very welcome.
That I wrote down handbag bingo because handbags and BMWs. I love handbags. Right. I'm there.
And I wrote down the BMW, Ralph.
Yeah, see, okay, I know.
Sure. For everybody.
Isn't that funny?
That's absolutely
great ideas. I love it. You know, what we do at the Community Foundation is provide these types of opportunities to hear about what you're doing in the community, which is amazing. And Elizabeth, what you've been doing at Signature FD and what we do at the Community Foundation is that, but we also provide education to, you know, both the for-profit and nonprofit entities. So thank you. And if you're ever looking for our nonprofit academy, Marissa, it's also in March. And we provide all types of, you know, opportunities to learn more about fundraising or capital campaigns. And we're doing an event. I mentioned this in the beginning, but November 1st, it's hosted. We're actually doing it at the North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. And it's a great opportunity for those leaders for both the for-profit and nonprofit entities and sectors to be able to come and learn how to take that strategy that you're building for 2024 and execute on it. And I, you know, look forward to you being there. And if you would like to reach us, we can be reached at cfneg.org. And that's C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, E as in Edgar, G as in goat.org. I just want to make sure I mention that because it's called Getting It Done, Turning Strategy into Execution.
Awesome. And you interviewed Chris earlier today, right?
Yes. And Chris McChesney is the host for that event. He has got more energy than the Duracell Benny. So, I mean, really, you'll have a great time, but it's a day of work. It is a 3-hour event from 9 to 12, but it's not about just listening to a seminar. It's about bringing a problem to the table, and he's going to help you execute on how you get it done. So that is, you know, that's what you're going to learn from it. And so we're looking forward to seeing you there. And then, yeah, we've got a lot of great events coming up as well. Does Signature FD have anything that you might?
Not coming up, but I was just going to make 2 comments about the end of the year. I think most people do their charitable giving at the end of the year. And so I would just encourage you to do that. I would encourage people to talk to their financial advisor or accountants or attorneys about a donor advised fund, whether that's at a community foundation or elsewhere, because those are great giving tools. And I would also say to take advantage during the holidays, if your family is gathered around a table, to talk about generosity. Ask your kids what they care about. Start that conversation. I think the holidays is an excellent time to do it. I would just make that plug for the end of the year.
I love that. And Thanksgiving coming up. That's something we do around the table, is what you're grateful for. And that would be a great, you know, conversation, table conversation as far as the generosity. And so thank you. That was great. Those are great ideas and thoughts. And we are doing an event about opening a DAF on November 8th through the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll do it in the new year with Elizabeth. Do you have anything to close with?
If you are not going out December 31st for New Year's Eve and you want to open your donor advised fund up with the Community Foundation, feel free to give either me or Maria a call and we'll be happy to work with you up until midnight.
You might. You just threw me in there, but no, I'll work with you.
We'll make it work.
That's right. We are so grateful for you all listening and our wonderful guests, Marissa Greider and Elizabeth Burdett. And of course, my co-host, DePriest Waddy. Always wonderful to be with you. And thank John you, Ray, for thank hosting you, us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Good to Give podcast. This show is underwritten by the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, working with donors and nonprofits, improving our world through the power of philanthropy. For more information, go to cfneg.org.
We're clear.
Woo!